Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny?
No.
Sue? You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, another carry that time for Eli Campbell. He's going to pick up four down to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Nettleton's found a little something with that outside zone. Campbell, he's a one-cut runner. Likes to get it, run downhill, hit that seam.
11:34 left in the ball game. Bombers up 41-7. And the give once again to Campbell. It breaks a tackle in the backfield. Spins and spins again. Finally pulled down at the Mountain Home 28-yard line. He's going to pick up 8 on the carry.
And he drugged some tacklers. He got about 4 more yards after first contact. He's real shifty. I mean, you can see those shimmy hips. Different wrinkle to that offense.
A lot different runner than Pugh. Pugh's more of a power runner. First down here for the Raiders. Trips to the right side. And once again, it's going to be Campbell up the middle. Tries to break to the outside. Slips the first tackle. And then his helmet comes off. We've got some whistles and he's shaken up. His helmet came off, and he's shaken up.
Yeah, it didn't come off because it was loose. It came off because he got it knocked off.
He pops up now, and they'd stop play, so he's going to have to come out of the game. The run goes down to the 19-yard line. It was a 9-yard gain, so second and one coming up here for the Raiders. By the way, we had a text wanting an update on the health of the chain gang. I believe they got some oxygen at halftime. So they're doing a little better here in the second half. Those boys, they were not in game shape coming into tonight. They weren't ready for this fast pace. What a hit by Brock Bogier. They hand the ball off to Bernard Turner, and Bogier gets there about the time the ball is handed off to him. He's thrown for a loss of 7 yards back to the 26.
And he timed that one right.
He did, didn't he?
He got caught on the one earlier. This time he got it right, and it was there at the time of the mesh.
That was a hit. This is a 41-7 game, but, boy, that hit right there fires this crowd back up again. They'd kind of been lulled to sleep here a little bit with the blowout, but they liked that hit. Now we're back to third and about 7 here for the Raiders. Scarlett looking to pass. The pressure's on. Adams has him. And he's going to be sacked back at the 35-yard line. It's Ofa with the sack for the Bombers.
Moses had him for a little bit, kind of slowed him up. But then Ofa come in and has cleaned his clock. He is getting up very, very slowly.
The senior Ofa Valdez gets credit for the sack. Back at the 36-yard line, a loss of 10. It's fourth and a bunch here. Fourth and about 13 for the Raiders with 9:42 to play. I tell you what, son, if you're a defensive tackle or a defensive end, you're loving this. You know they're throwing the ball right now, and you can just kind of pin yours back and come after them.
Open season right now.
Yes. Mountain Home is going to have to burn a timeout.
Nettleton did.
Mountain Home had too many on the field. They were trying to get somebody off the field, and Nettleton takes a timeout.
Well, Scarlett is still feeling the after effects of that hit.
Yes.
I was really shocked that he didn't come out of the football game after that.
9:28 left in the ball game, 41-7, Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, fourth and about 18 coming up here for the Raiders now. At the Mountain Home 36-yard line, they've got to make it to the 18 to keep this drive alive. Scarlett on the play action. He's looking to pass, and he has a man. It's incomplete, and I'll tell you what, Jalen Scales kind of alligator armed that one, didn't he?
He didn't put out a lot of effort. You know, it's great, though. You can see Mountain Home switched into that kind of little special nickel. I don't think Coach has given it a name yet. We see Bryce McKay sneak out there for those plays, trying to limit his defensive snaps. But in the big time, when the big plays come out where you need to stop, you're going to see them in there.
Tell you what, I don't blame Scales because there were several Bombers bearing down on him, and he didn't make the catch. So the Bombers get the ball at their own 36-yard line with 9:24 to play.
And lots of new faces in the football game, Brad.
Yes. You're going to see the ball on the ground, going to keep it running. They've got some JV folks in there. Tatum Brashear is going to get some carries here. He's in the backfield.
Now you got a little bit of a mix here, Brad. You just got the young quarterback. Barnett is in,
yes.
Taking the snaps now.
Brady's in, the sophomore.
And then you got Brashear getting back there, getting some offensive work. Still got Mojica out there.
Of course, Brashear's played back in the backfield quite a bit last year as well for Mountain Home. Had an 8-yard gain there at second and two. A low snap is going to be picked up, handed to Brashear again, and he is going to have a first down run across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line.
Good job for Tatum. Just put your head down and get some yardage.
Right now, the 47-yard line. That's good.
Pick up of about three and a first down.
We'll switch at center there. Had a... Tate Pinka come back in at center for this drive.
Barnett out of the gun. The handoff is to Bashirs once again. And running hard, takes it across the 50, down to the 45-yard line. It's a pickup of eight.
Great job. Now, this is the inside zone where you're looking to run off the tackle, but you don't know which side or the guard. But if you're going to go right or left, you're kind of reading that, watching where the movement is, going to the daylight.
8:12 to play. Bombers going to run the play clock down each time and just get this one over with. 41-7, Mountain Home with the lead. Batesville coming to town next Friday night. Here's a snap. It hits Barnett in the face mask. He didn't handle it correctly, and he wisely just falls on the football instead of trying to scoop it up. It's going to be a loss on the play back to the 49, a loss of four. I don't know if Batesville was playing tonight or not. I think they've already played two games, so they may be off tonight. Well, they are playing, Matt tells us. All right. We'll get a score for you in just a minute. Tell you
they're playing Searcy and had a lead on Searcy the last time I looked.
Gotcha.
Of course, that's a
third down here at about seven. Trips to the right now for Mountain Home. And Barnett's going to run the option coming to the near side, pulled down from behind, and he's going to pick up a yard on the play. Let's check in with Matt real quick for a score update on the baseball game, Matt.
Yes, Brad. Right now it is Searcy leading Batesville by a score of 28-17. That was the last score we had from the third quarter.
All right. Well, Batesville will be here next Friday night. Well, pickup of one for Barnett. So it's going to be fourth and about six here, and the Bombers will be forced to punt with 6:39 to play.
Brad, I know this is going to sound silly, but when's the last time we got to experiment, get young kids in the ball game, and get some meaningful snaps?
Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it? Here's the kick away by McKay. Fair catch called for and made at about the 19-yard line. Making the catch that time for the Raiders was Markellen Barber.
Good hands on that D-back. I think we saw him get in on some plays earlier on defense. There's that big number 73, Brad. He's the refrigerator, just not as tall.
Moses Williams at right tackle, 5'9", 340. And he's been out there all night. He's a tough one to get around. 6:20 left here in the contest. And, boy, I tell you what, they try to run a I don't know what that was. They faked a handoff to the one running back, handed it off to Scales, kind of coming around in, and he's hit and driven backwards on the play.
So Moses on the tackle, Moses Adams. He was in there pretty quickly.
They're going to mark him down at about the 17, a loss of two. So second and 12 here for the Raiders. Bombers are going to snap a 23-game losing streak here tonight. It dates back to week 8 of the 2017 season. Second longest losing streak in school history. It'll be snapped here tonight. Here's a handoff right side, and
oh!
Mountain Home comes up with the football. They'd already blown it dead, though, and so the Raiders will have it at the 20 after a 3-yard gain with 5:22 to play.
Yeah, Landon Newsom getting its carry for him.
Back in the backfield now is Martise Buchanan. We've seen him in there a couple of times tonight. Third down here for the Raiders, third and 9. And the draw. Buchanan hit immediately. Gage Lindsay with the initial contact. They throw Buchanan for a loss. And the Raiders are going to be forced to punt once again.
Also in there, where's our number 50? We haven't called his name tonight. That was a great job. He's in there getting some defensive line work. We're going to have to dig on the roster for that. Charles Hubbard, he's a senior, getting in there, getting some snaps on senior night.
Fourth down here for the Raiders. 4:28 to go. They had a couple players on the punt team are sitting on the bench still. And they're trying to run them out there real quick. They may not have time to snap this. Down to 5 on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry. 3 on the play clock. 1, and they do not. I hear a whistle. And it's a delay of game against the Raiders.
I think they gave them a 2 count before they blew the whistle. They were trying to let them kick it.
4 penalties for 23 yards now against the Raiders. It's going to back them up to the 13. .409 to play. Mounts home about to get the ball back. Here's the kick.
Oh, they got the flag.
Yeah, Moses Adams ran into the punter. Here's a return.
Oh,
it's
going to
be fumbled, and it's going to be recovered by the Raiders out of the 27-yard line. So they're going to decline the penalty and take the football out at the 27 after the fumble. Adams tried to come in and block the punt and ran into the punter. It'll be roughing the punter.
Do we not have the 5-yard variety?
I believe they do in high school. I didn't think it was 5-yard myself.
But I didn't think it was roughing. The guy outweighs Moses by 30 pounds.
I don't think that's part of the rule, though. Oh, they're going to decline the penalty, and they'll take the ball at the 27. So that's the first turnover of the night by Mountain Home, and it comes on a fumbled punt return. So the Raiders will start at their own 28-yard line with 3:55 to play. The handoff inside and
oh.
Boy, another one of these shifty runners who's breaking away from the pack across the 40 to the 45. Landon Newsom in there once again.
Showed a burst of speed once he got clear, but I know Coach Arie's going to look at this film and not be happy that he got through about 6 attempted tackles in the backfield.
Out to the 45, it's a 17-yard pickup. 16th first down of the night for the Raiders. .333 to play. Fresh set of downs now for Nettleton. And they'll give it to Newsom once again, going straight ahead and takes it across the 45. Still on his feet. Did the ball come out?
Nope. I was wondering. I thought
the official on the far side threw his beanbag, but apparently not. They're going to mark him down right at midfield, a 5-yard pickup.
He picked something up off the ground, Brad.
Okay. Well, I thought he threw it.
Number 16's coming off the field.
He must have lost it then.
Yeah. Had a little that look of shame on his body language there.
Second down, short five here for the Raiders. 2:52 to play. Handoff is Turner. He's back in the ballgame in the backfield, and he's going to pick up about two to the 48.
Gain of one on the play. It's third down.
Bombers still playing hard on defense. They don't want to give up any more points. That's a point of pride for Coach Airy. He's the defensive man. Coach Acklin's the offensive man. Coach Airy's looking for a little love, too. Bomber's been scoring a lot of points, but he wants to see a big defensive effort tonight.
Well, that's all the starters still out there on defense. 2:18 left in the contest. Third down and about three here for the Raiders. And the handoff, that's Newsom back in there, and he's got a first down.
Handoff to number 16.
He's going to take it across the 35 down to the 34-yard line. A 14-yard gain on third down, and it's a first down for the Raiders.
Mason Walker got the stop. He's in there getting some time on the varsity. He had some snaps last week at Harrison.
He did.
He's a sophomore that's working his way right into the playing lineup.
1:54 to go now. Fresh set of downs for Nettleton at the Mountain Home 34-yard line. Scarlett will give it to Newsom once again, running to the right side, and he's going to pick up two down to the 32-yard line.
They're just running that little outside zone play over and over, getting a good lead block by this puller coming from the backside. I can't tell. I think that's the guard that's pulling over there. Could be guard tackle.
So really, second and eight coming up.
Sorry, Brad. They're just really blowing that right side out right now, trying to let him get on that seam. And they're doing a good job.
69 seconds left to play.
It's hard to be intense on defense when you're up 41-7.
Exactly. And the Raiders almost looks like they're up 41-7 because they're milking the clock here. They're wanting to get out of here. They're taking the play clock down to 3 or 4 seconds every time, and they're just running the football. They're ready to get on the bus and head back east. They'll be 1-2 after this one.
Doing a great job tonight. You know, Coach wanted to come in and see a lot of improvement with that interior defensive line with those tackles. He's seen that tonight. He's seen a lot of penetration in the backfield, a lot of great downhill play from his linebackers, especially Boje has got in there and just been a terror. It's just been a great night for the Bomber defense all the way around.
It really has.
Other than one drive, what have they done?
Exactly. That was the first or second drive of the game, wasn't it? Here's a handoff on the final play of the game, a gain of a few yards, and that is going to do it. The 23-game losing streak is over. The Bombers have defeated Nettleton 41-7.
Well, goosebumps, Brad. Great to see the hard work these boys have been putting in
it
pay
is.
Off.
Yep. It is. That's a great win for this Mountain Home team and program. 41-7. Mountain Home gets the win. We will take a break, begin the postgame show here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit mynextfiber.com.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics, we're more than ready to safely care for you.
Whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.